Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about doing the next thing. We've been talking about the things which make for holiness. And I've said, as many ways that I know how to say, that the context of holiness is exactly where you are now. Another set of circumstances, another set of conditions in your life will not make it easier for you to be holy. It's here, where you are, that God wants to meet you. We've talked about the conditions of holiness. And the first of those is renunciation. Jesus himself sets the example of renunciation. He gave up all right to himself when he came here to earth. So, as in all things, Jesus is never asking us to do anything which he has not already shown the way to. Jesus himself has been tempted as we are. Jesus himself was a man, an ordinary human man. Not ordinary in every sense, but he was physical. He was subject to the same limitations of time and space that you and I are. In the fifth chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesian Christians, the first verse says this: "In a word, as God's dear children, try to be like him and live in love as Christ loved you and gave himself up on your behalf as an offering and sacrifice whose fragrance is pleasing to God. Try to be like him." I can remember hearing Bible teaching when I was a child and a young person that insisted that it's useless for us to try to be like God, that what we need is a new life, that God is not going to refine our nature. God wants to give us a new nature. That's absolutely true, of course. Old things are to pass away. He wants to give us a totally new nature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new act of creation. But that doesn't cut out the concept of our own efforts to be like him. And for my authority, I give you the Apostle Paul. In a word, as God's dear children, try to be like him and live in love as Christ loved you. Now, what kind of love did Christ exhibit in loving me? Sacrificial love. The love that lays down its life. Live in love as Christ loved you and gave himself up on your behalf as an offering and sacrifice whose fragrance is pleasing to God. Sacrificial love, renunciation, giving up yourself. But that doesn't leave a vacuum. You mustn't allow yourself to be left in a vacuum. You don't just give up yourself and become a zero, and that's that. You must fill your heart with God. Now, how do you do that? Open yourself to his will revealed in his word. Give the first hour of the day to him. Read your Bible. Listen to him. Pray. And then obey. Do what he says. If the first condition is renunciation, the second condition is acceptance. Look at the life of Jesus. He said, "I do always those things that please the Father." What a testimony. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to say, "I do always those things that please the Father"? "Only what I see the Father do, I do," he said. "And it is not my will, but thine." So Jesus was not only willing to renounce his own will, but he was willing to accept the Father's. And acceptance is a laying myself open to grace. And that fits in very nicely with the truth of what it means to try to be like him. Obviously, none of us can be anything like God without the help of Jesus Christ, without grace. Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. So I must lay myself open to grace. And there you see the work of God going hand in hand with our work as human beings. God has given us the freedom to choose to love him or not to love him, to obey him or not to obey him. And Jesus laid himself open to the will of the Father when he said, I delight to do thy will, yea, thy law is within my heart. His purpose in dying for you and me was that we should not live for ourselves. Now, how should we respond to this next thing, this next opportunity for laying myself open and accepting? Well, maybe we need to begin by accepting our own bodies. Some of you may not be very happy with the height that God gave you. Now, I'm not talking about weight. The Bible says you can't, by taking thought, add a cubit to your stature. But the Bible does not say you can't, by taking thought and doing a few other things, take a few pounds off. So if some of you need to do something about your weight, that is your business. God's not going to do that for you. But this body that I live in, have I accepted it as a gift from God? Do I offer it back to him as a living sacrifice? Have I said, thank you, Lord, for giving me this body, for preserving me in health up to this point? Acceptance. Acceptance of your home. Do you live in what you think of as a far less than satisfactory situation? Would you be willing to thank God today for what you do have? Try that. Yes, Lord, this is the place you've given me to live in. I will live here in gratitude. Your husband, have you really accepted this man that you live with, who sits at the breakfast table with you, whose bed you share, the father of your children? Your husband or your wife, a gift from God. And you lay yourself open to grace by saying, thank you, Lord. And maybe some of you have been busying yourselves with making a list of your spouse's faults. May I suggest that you provide the antidote to that list? Make a list of his or her strengths and assets. Think about the reasons you married that man or that woman. Jan Wismer and I were talking over lunch, and she was telling me about a marriage seminar where they were asked to write a letter to each other describing why they had married each other, the reasons that had attracted them to each other. Would you have a hard time writing a letter like that? Maybe you're scratching your head thinking, well, there must have been some reason, but I sure can't remember what it was now. Well, think about it. Thank God for that man or that woman. Thank God for your children. Accept them. This is a matter of saying, yes, Lord. Maybe I'm talking to a woman who is now pregnant and she didn't want to be pregnant. Would you be thankful for that tiny little life that is sheltered in your body right now? Can you thank God because everything that happens fits into a pattern for good? That little life was given life by God himself, the creator of life. Your body, that living, breathing, warm place, is the safest place in the world for that little child. And during the months that you carry that child, can you be more and more thankful and accepting, knowing that God is going to provide all that you need? Maybe it scares you. Maybe you think, I haven't got the strength, I haven't got the time, I haven't got the money, I can't possibly take care of another child. God will be there. God will be there. As Janet Erskine Stewart says, I know that when the stress has grown too strong, thou wilt be there. Acceptance of your aloneness, you singles. Acceptance of your work, your limitations, the pressures, the sorrows, the unfulfilled desires. One of the conditions of holiness is acceptance. Will you ask God to help you to say yes to what He has given to you? And let me read to you from this little book called Joy and Strength. Quotation from George Merriam. Whatever bad times may come, or whatever perplexity, there is almost always close at hand, waiting for one, some plain thing to be done. It may be a mere matter of routine, an item in the day's regular business. It may be the exercise of some consideration for another. It may be only silent patience, but it is always something. And always one has the choice to do it or decline it. One can go through his work well or shirk it. One can consider his neighbor or neglect him. One can repress the fever fit of impatience or give it wild way. And the perpetual presence of such a choice leaves no hour without guidance. Isn't that a comforting thought to close on? There will be no hour, no minute without guidance, renunciation, and acceptance. God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.